That's true.
Okay. One of the things that we talked about a little bit here is that, but didn't say specifically, is a lot of us just sort of learned most of the notes a few weeks ago. And that, and because of that, we didn't have time to do all the stuff that Nick was talking about. If we had known it, say, a month earlier, we could have worked on a lot of that stuff.
Yep.
So, you can figure out the moral.
Yeah.
A month earlier is when you were scheduled to have learned it. Mm-hmm. And some of us did know it a month earlier.
So, this is, that's something we've been talking to the team. I know after show we'll have more discussion about that, because working on the rate at which we collectively learn the music. So Paul, since we got 15 minutes, you want to give a couple of perspectives of what you saw and heard from the back of the theater?
Well, I got a couple of things to say, yeah. you want to hear them now or not?
Darn right.
All right, let me ask you a quick question. How many of you are disappointed that you're not getting the trophy tonight?
I'm disappointed that we didn't sing better, not for the trophy.
I
sang pretty well.
Then ask you this. Did you sing as well today as you did in the fall contest? Yeah. 6 months ago.
Just about.
Probably.
Pretty much.
Okay. I think you did too. Except in the fall contest, you were doing it with two songs that had been in the repertoire for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you're doing it with new material, and you're doing it with, for us, a rather aggressive choreographic plan on one of the songs.
Yeah.
So I think you did a fine job. The one thing that you cannot control in a contest is how well your competitors do. Okay. And Santa Rosa is thrilled because this is a lot better than they've done for about 15 years. Okay? Oh, well. Okay? So don't beat yourself up over, oh, my God, what could we have fixed to get another 14 points or whatever it is.
Right.
You sang, and you'll hear from the other two judges, you sang very consistently at approximately the same level you sang in the fall. And the score in the fall was the highest that this chorus has had in a long time. So I don't think you've really lost ground. I agree with Nick that there's a lot more potential, not just in the songs, but in this group of 29 guys. And how many more we can add. I'm very conservative with chorus scores when I'm sitting out in an audience and putting numbers down. I wrote down 66 and 63. Mm-hmm. However, I had you in first place. I had Santa Rosa at 62, and I had everybody else in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. What's your bias?
No, I'm conservative. Yeah, with the exception of first and second place, which is, 2 points
pretty
over,
close,
I mean, 2 points average
Can I share the comment you gave to Phil and me?
Okay, go ahead.
He said the difference between Palo Alto and Santa Rosa today was it was clear that Palo Alto was directed by a guy who was considering being a presentation candidate, and that Santa Rosa is directed by a guy who is a certified singing judge.
Wow. Okay.
Like presentation, I have two what their scores look like. I think presentation we probably were ahead, and singing they have the edge today. They have a really nice sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that we didn't have a really nice sound, but good stuff.
See, yes. You guys were thrilled Tuesday night and you sang. How would you compare our performance Tuesday night to what we did today? Not scores, but just
I'd say what you put on stage is pretty close to what you did Tuesday night.
Always was probably still just a little better. That first shot Tuesday night was a special moment.
Very special. That was very special. Always today had lots and lots of good stuff in it, including all of the things that we tweaked and improved on Tuesday night. But the edge was taken off by the fact that it just pretty continuously sagged in pitch. In fact, I was surprised because it didn't sound tremendously down at the end. But during the applause, I blew my pitch pipe in check. And you were down about a note and a half.
Really?
Wow.
Whoa. It finished in F.
It should finish in A flat.
Supposed to finish in A flat. But it didn't sound low and muddy. So I would imagine a lot of the audience had no idea that anything was going on. We'll see what the singing judge says.
Paul, do you think some of that is
acoustics? Acoustics, the situation, adrenaline, all of that. Yeah. Yeah.
It comes off the wall. Sound went out there and you thought you were going to sing. You don't feel like you're going to sing.
Well, we have a very live hall.
Auditoriums are designed to do that most of the time.
Is there any way we can practice in an auditorium with bad acoustics for the next time we sing?
Go outside. That's
outside.
Where we were,
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, do more outside.
It's raining too soon.
It's raining
too
soon.
But everybody has that same position.
Yeah. Well, everyone has the same stage on that day. Yeah, but you don't know what the rehearsal site is like. I mean, we've had deader rehearsal sites. There's advantages and disadvantages to having a live site like we have, but we do need to move you to other spaces more often. That's why I like to, you know, and again, do as many performances as we can. One, to get in front of the audience, which addresses another concern that they have. So they get to use the singing in a variety of different settings and different.
I wanna mention some other positives. This is the first evaluation that I've been to in 10 years of being in a chorus where, well, so far, no judge has said there was that one voice that popped out that was problematic. Nobody said this whole section was out of tune, like all your ex-people were out of tune. They didn't say, you guys are standing in a shotgun, why are you standing in a shotgun, you didn't have section unity, stuff like that. So it's possible that some of those problems still existed and that they were masked by other things. But I think that it's pretty positive, at least so far, what we've heard. I think that we have a really good kind of organic blended sound that we've managed to achieve with a new way of standing just in the last month, and I'm really proud of us being brave to try that and putting more pressure on some guys that might have been leaning more on the strong singers intersection when they were in section to be more responsible on their own part when you're standing without these other guys around you. And I hope that you all feel that onus on you. That's more like what it's like to sing in here, even if you are standing in section. Anyway, you don't hear your own part around you as much. So that's how I would sing. But I was really proud to sing with you, and I really enjoyed singing those songs. Thank you.
Yeah, I was quite pleased coming off stage. I mean, there's always a few things you want to ask. But I think, you know, a lot of guys, you guys come up, you know, going, yeah, okay, well, that would have been nice, but, you know. I heard one comment, maybe Nigel or Rob, one comment come up just said, I couldn't, there was no sound, where's the sound?
Like,
get used to it, this is where you're singing in the month for your show.
We have 5 more minutes to sing here before the next judge comes. Should we do it?
Yeah.
Use the stage?
Yeah. Yeah, let's sing tonight. Let's sing tonight. There we go.
What is that?
Yeah.
Turn the first key.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah.
Over
the stage.
Okay.
I'll go. Is it over here? Where I'm supposed to be?
And work more on the sound for
change. Yeah, that's true.
I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, really, you do need to tie your shoes.
They may want to give her a phone call when we're not singing tonight, because we're going to come down here to sing on the show.
Everybody have it? I think it comes down for rises.
Oh, yeah.
Don't waste their talent.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'll make sure he knows he doesn't have to be around.
Fabrication never.
tell a lie, tell a lie. How can you believe me when I say that I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had that reputation since I was a youth.
Get used to that. We're soon doing our show here in 3 weeks, so I want to get used to
It's a good hall.
Yeah.
I mean, I walked the back of the risers earlier. It's a little dead back there on the back end here, most of yourself. Russ will be here in 5 minutes, give or take. You've got to walk back from the multi-purpose.
From the mirror.
This is the BHS exercise program.
Yeah, tell me about it. You should have been to the one I did in Texas a few years ago. Everything's big in Texas.
Yeah.
There was a convention center that was like 900,000 square feet, and we were in the corner zone. I lost 10 pounds in the email.
Cool.
Anyway. I need to interrupt.
No, we'll be here when Russ is here. We'll be here. Okay. So again, and it's hard because you know, like you said, the walls are back there, and other things. But as you can, it's mental as much as anything. Put an ear up front. Technically, there's nothing reflecting sound from here back to you, but you can still put an ear up front, try to listen up here, and see if that helps you. Start the song again. Just think of that. It's again, it's more of a mental exercise than anything.
My mother used to say, fabrication never pays. It's a sin to tell a lie, how could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had that reputation since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth. How could you believe me when I said we'd marry when you know I've got a thing and have a wife? I know I said I'd make you mine, but who would know that you would go for that old lie? How can you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar? Nothing but a liar, all my doggone Jesus' lies. Tell me true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Okay. And probably the most challenging thing, if you feel like there's maybe a little issue here, the most challenging thing is those key changes. And what's the solution to that? You've just got to know it. And I think the best way at this point to review or learn any music you have is to listen to the soundtrack. Don't sing along with it. Just listen. Because if you're singing along with it now and you're still missing notes, sing along with it ain't going to help. Listening to it, because how many of you, I'll use an example because Paul's done this before, how many leads when Paul sings a lead line you go, oh, I saw what I'm singing. Well, Larry Trek will give you the exact same experience. Bass, baritone, and tenor as well. You go, oh, that's not what I'm singing. Even to the nuances of, you know, oh, well, I'm singing that note, but not quite as high as Tim Warwick is singing on the track.
Well, forget, there's no way to do that.
What if I should sing it as high as Tim Warwick? Yes, you should sing it as high as Tim Warwick. I'll answer that question for you right now. Yes,
Could we sing the start of a couple of show songs just to kind of get the sense of this hall and know just the start of each song?
Yeah. Very good.
If you're feeling down and out, nothing's going right, just look around.
Would these be the same songs we're going to sing Tuesday night when we go to perform at Channing House?
Yeah.
Could be.
And it's a hall that's kind of like this.
Yeah.
nearly your entire repertoire.
And there's old people there waiting for you.
If I can't call you,
we're performing at 7, so you guys got to be there by 6:30. I'm going to send you out an email, let you all know all about
finishing the work. So you have to overdo it to get it across the footlights. Can we try that? Extra do the M's and the V's and the everything on the ends of words.